Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
And welcome back to Power 93.3 FM Radio, WXLN. We are about to start the second half. Shelby County, as we talked about, is already up 38-0. I believe they're only about 4 points away, if I'm not mistaken, from having a running clock for the entire second half. I think it's 42 points, and then they run to the start using the running clock. So a couple things I want to watch out for in the second half is, can the Rockets keep the foot on the proverbial throat and just come out aggressive, you know, stick to what's been working, everything they've been doing, not let up, not let Grayson County have a chance at all getting back in this game. And, you know, just keep playing sound and smart, you know, no turnovers. I don't remember Shelby County having a turnover in the first half, so if we can keep that up, I mean, there's obviously no reason to think that Grayson County is going to make much of a game out of this. So.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. And, of course, for Coach Shipley and the Rocklets, you get a chance to see some of your backups get in, see what you've got in the backups. With football, injuries happen.
Sure.
And you never know when one of your big guys is going to go down, and it's you hear it in so many circles, the next man up, and we'll see what we'll see who that is for the Rockets.
Good point. You know, you want to get some of your younger guys playing time, but with Shelby County, their younger guys are already getting playing time, as we touched on earlier, being a young team. So.
And, of course, you're sitting here talking about football, and, of course, all I'm thinking about is that running clock and the positives of it. I can go by Zaxby's if we get this game done, give me some chicken after the game.
Absolutely. I haven't had some buffalo wings from Zaxby's for, I don't know, it's been at least a week. So I'm due.
A week.
All right, Shelby County takes one more quick huddle on the field before they actually take the field to kick off second half. They received opening kickoff, so they'll send Mr. Edwards out to hopefully kick another touchback. I'll tell you, it was, you know, it was so much fun watching Shelby County. You know, obviously everybody has a good time when you're winning big, but, if, you know, you saw, if, I don't know if you noticed, but the entire sideline, everybody was up. You know, everybody was kind of pep-talking each other and patting each other on the back. You didn't have anybody kind of off to the side. Sometimes blowouts maybe get a little boring for the guys who don't play as much, and maybe they get a little bit, you know, disoriented or distracted, I guess is what I was meaning. I saw even everybody on the sideline was kind of going up and jumping up and down and constantly pepping each other up and patting each other on the back. So that's good to see that.
And that's a credit to the coaching staff. We talk about culture in sports, and you want to get that positive culture, that vibe going on where everybody's together.
Right.
Whether you're a backup, whether you're a starter, everybody is together pulling for each other. Look, you want to win.
You want a team.
That's
you want
the goal.
True team. Everybody's
absolutely
teammates and brothers out there. All right, ball is teed up at the 40. Edwards will be kicking off momentarily. Looks like the ref's coming up to tell him something.
What do you think this goes in the end zone?
I'm not going to say I'm a betting man, but if I was, I would wager pretty heavily on yes. Not saying I'm not a betting man, but I'm not saying I am either. Still got 2:20 showing on the clock. I'm not sure what that was all about. I thought for sure it said zeros a minute ago. Looks like we got the referee and the line judge conversing. I did get confirmation that it is 42 points. They do go to the running clock, so maybe a quick stop or a turnover and quick score and get this clock running out a little bit faster tonight.
It's got to be a little disappointing, of course, for the Cougars coming off a big win at Hancock County last week. Had a tough loss at Warren East, or at home against Warren East, 48-0. Looks like you've got another one
right,
just like that first game.
So they're on an emotional roller coaster. You have a huge blowout loss, and you come back and get a nice emotional win on the road, and then looks to be going towards another blowout loss on the road. All right, here we go. Ball is teed up. Everybody is ready. Edwards loosening up his leg. And we are off with the second half as Edwards boots one, gets under it a little bit, looks like. Gets it down to the 5, though, and didn't catch that one real clean. Decent return. Shook a tackler at about the 17-yard line, gets it out to about the 21, it looks like. So Grayson County will take over first and 10 at the 21-yard line.
It's only the second time they've had a chance to return a kick. Jordan Stallings on the return.
Right, so he probably wasn't real loose or ready for that. Cougars come out a little bit different formation look. Got two wide, two receivers out wide.
Looks like we got a new quarterback in, number 12, maybe Noah Bullock.
Good call, but same result. Fake handoff up the middle from the first guy through and met by, I counted four, maybe five. I guess it was four Rockets who just pounced on him about, looks like maybe, where'd they put that at? 18-yard line, so a three-yard loss.
Statistician's worst nightmare, four or five guys on the tackle. Who do you give that to?
We just say team tackle. Second and 13. Cougars come out. They've got two receivers out wide again and also looks like a back offset from the quarterback. Guy goes in motion. He does get the ball handed off, but not much going. That was, see if I can see the number when they get up off the pile.
This is Jordy Arsoto on the tackle for the Rockets.
And he tackled number 29, I think it was. Or 23. I guess that was number 23, Chase Childress.
Looks like the Rockets have some of their backups, a couple of backups in. Still Perry's in there. We've got Drew Mack still in there.
But you like seeing the same result no matter what. Ball just over the 20, shy of the 21. Quarterback gets a snap, rolls out, and he's under pressure once again, and pass falls incomplete. That wasn't really anywhere close to being completed. It got 2 yards behind the receiver. Going to bring up, it's going to be, what, fourth and, call it nine? Nine and a half.
Great job by the defense. In the backfield, it's a nightmare for the offense when the defense is just back there all game long, and that's what we've seen from this defense.
This, and that can become a mental thing, too, when you're getting blown out and you come out in your first possession and don't get anything going. So, uh-oh, we got trouble for the punter again. Oh, we've got a flag down. He did get the punt off. He was under pressure. Did get the punt off and was leveled by two Rockets. Punt made it out to the 46-yard line, 47-yard line, looks like where they're spotting it. But we got flags down, going to be running into the kicker. They are calling a personal foul running into the kicker. That's an automatic first down. Roughing the kicker, that's not really what you want to see. But I mean, you like the pressure, but you hope that they can have the control to not really rough the kicker, obviously.
Another bad snap. Again, it was a little high snap. I thought for sure they were going to get in there and get a hand on it. You had two Rockets in the backfield, and they just couldn't get to it. They got the kicker.
Right.
And as you said, an automatic first down for the Cougars.
It's amazing he even got the kickoff. So ball gets out to the 30. They've got it marked at the 37-yard line. First and 10, Cougars, trailing 38-0. 8:16 to go in the third quarter. QB goes under center, and we've got problems again for the offense, for the Cougars.
That was a little miscommunication because he bumped into his running back. The quarterback did, and then just kind of bounced. It was like a pinball.
Yeah.
Bounced forward.
He was bouncing around all over the place, and luckily Shelby County again had some defenders there to wrap him up and put him down before anything could happen.
If you get tackled, you don't want to get tackled by your own guy.
Now, that's usually not a recipe for a win or for success. Going to make it second down and 10. Second down, we'll call it 9. They did give him about a yard there. Second and 9, we've got two wide receivers out wide. Man goes in motion. Quarterback fakes a handoff to the first man up the middle, and that's going to be picked off by number 3, Keyshawn Catlett, and he could get all the way in. He is down. He is in. Barely got touched at about the 5-yard line. Pick 6 for Shelby County, and the route continues. That makes it 44-0. 7:10 on the clock, 7:09. And that will keep the clock running, as we mentioned. They've got the point now to keep the clock running. Keyshawn Catlett with an interception and pick 6 return for touchdown. And he read the quarterback's eyes. The quarterback had a fake handoff, rolled out. Catlett was all over and came across the field about 10 yards, stepped in front, and off to the house he went. It's a pretty good pass. Just Catlett made a great play. And a snap, good, hold good, and kick is good, makes it 45-0. Currently with 6:30 in the running clock. Shelby County is easily in control of this one over the Grayson County Cougars, and we'll take a quick timeout.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you. Everyone wants a Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back after the Keyshawn Catlett interception pick six return for a touchdown that puts the Rockets up 45-0. We now have a running clock. Once again, you guessed it, Edwards is able to put the kickoff about 6 yards deep in the end zone. And that'll bring the ball out to the 20 on the touchback for the Cougars.
So, Shane, I was going through this roster for Shelby County, and we've mentioned it a couple of times. There's only two seniors on this team. I had to look at it twice to see if I was right. You just don't see that. Two seniors, everybody's either sophomore or a junior, all of their playmakers.
If I didn't have it right here in front of me, I wouldn't believe you on that. But that is very rare, as you said. That is an interesting note.
Trust me, I looked at it twice. I had to.
All right, the Cougars go back up under center, send a man in motion. The pitch behind the quarterback does get the ball to his running back, but again, not much success running. Tried to bounce it outside. Met by, looks like, number 21 again, Drew Mack, who has been all over the place tonight and played an excellent game, but as have pretty much all the defenders for Shelby County. So that's going to make it second down, and we're going to call it 15. 5-yard loss on the play. So Haycraft, the backup, looks like the backup quarterback who's playing for the Cougars right now, not off to a very good start, and things just got worse. I don't know if I jinxed him or if that was just going to happen regardless, but snap, and he just didn't get the snap cleanly, it looked like there, Jason. It kind of bobbled it a little bit, and then I believe it actually hit the ground, but he was able to recover it. We're going to call that. That's going to be a loss of about a yard and a half.
I've just had trouble all night on the snap, not only in the special teams, but on offense. And you've got to be reliable in that stage of the game.
Absolutely. And something I thought with their huge offensive line, they got some big guys, big talented guys. I thought they would have a little bit better running game. So very impressed by the defense so far for Shelby County. Hey, Kraft back up under center. He sends a man in motion. That's going to be a penalty. See what they have. We have looks like offsides on Shelby County. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Coach has to be pleased. Lack of penalties. I think that's only the third penalty. A couple offsides penalties, and then, of course, running into the kicker that created the automatic first down.
Right.
But to have just a few penalties, no turnovers, you can say that probably, Shane, in all of football, one of the number one stats, first of all, no turnovers. You win the turnover battle, you're going to win most of the time. And then, of course, if you can control yourself in terms of penalties, and when you get a young team like this, that's even more impressive.
Absolutely. Very good point. And more of the same, the theme continues. I'm not sure if he bobbled the snap or if it was just kind of a slow developing, but nothing really come out of it. They did get a little run up the middle for about a yard or two. That's going to bring up fourth down and long. We'll call it fourth and about 13. And on comes a punter.
Number 14, Cameron Armstrong, is into the game to receive the punt.
Got a decent snap off this time. Unfortunately for the Cougars, the punt was less than desirable. Kind of a knuckleball kind of came off his foot there. And looks like they only got it up to about, let's see where they finally mark it at, the 32-yard line. So the Rockets will take over. We're down to a minute and a half left with the running clock, if you weren't aware. That's 45-0. Rockets up, minute and 20 to go in the third quarter. They'll take over first and 10 from the 32-yard line. Looks like Drain is still in there. Or, no, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong number. That is Colin O'Hare, freshman quarterback, and I believe they have him listed as a tight end as well. Undersized a little bit, but then again, most freshmen are. He's about 5'6". He's not too small for a freshman. They were able to get a run off the right tackle a little bit, got a couple yards. Looks like they're going to mark it with 5 yards.
going to be second and 5 from the 26. O'Hare behind the center, about 2 yards deep, gets the snap on a reverse. He hands it off, and we've got some running room around the right side. He's going to be untouched into the touchdown yet again. That is going to be number 22, Keon Stone, another freshman, 5'6", 144-pound. He's a quarterback-slash-wide receiver. They lined him up wide as a receiver, and he came around from the left side, got the handoff from Colin O'Hare right about the middle of the field. Only had one guy really had a shot at him, but he put a quick juke on him and was off to the races, untouched. 26-yard touchdown run.
It'll be nice to see a freshman doing that. Two freshmen, freshman quarterback, handing the ball off, pitching it out to another freshman.
We talked about the future being bright. And that will end the third quarter. Time is off the clock, 51-0 with the extra point coming. And more of the same. That kick is good as well. And Edwards remains perfect on the night from extra point. That makes it 52-0, the end of the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back for the fourth quarter.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.